Thursday, April 16th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say to them, You shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. And the Lord said to me, The prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them to speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own minds. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, although I did not send them, and who say, Sword and famine shall not come upon this land. By sword and famine those prophets shall be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem, victims of famine and sword, with none to bury them, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, for I will pour out their evil upon them. Peace that lies, truth that saves. The false prophets in Jeremiah's day spoke what itching ears longed to hear, peace, safety, and no coming judgment. Yet their message did not come from the Lord. These prophets proclaimed a false peace rooted in human imagination, not in God's word. Their lies led the people deeper into sin, blinding them to the reality of God's righteous judgment. This warning still stands. Whenever God's law is softened or ignored, and sin is excused rather than confessed, false peace is proclaimed. Such peace cannot save. But the Lord does not leave His people without hope. True peace comes only through the cross of Christ, where sin is not denied but fully judged and forgiven. There, God's wrath is satisfied and mercy is freely given. Cling then not to comforting lies, but to Christ crucified, the only true and saving peace. Amen.